I'm thankful to be able to share how I came to know the Lord and how God has been working in my life ever since. I was blessed to have grown up in a Christian home, but I had a very skewed view of Christianity and God at the time. For me, being a Christian simply meant going to church on Sundays, learning about stories from the Bible, and being a good person. Growing up, going to church was more of a routine for me. It was just something we did every Sunday. I didn't really understand what it meant to have a true relationship with God. I knew all the Bible stories and all the right things to say, and I felt like I was a pretty good person. In my last year of high school, I started having doubts about Christianity and questions about whether I truly believed in God for myself or if it was something I just knew because I had been raised in this way. Around the same time, my family started going to a new church that was devoted to gospel-centered preaching, and I feel like that was the first time I really heard the gospel. But even as I was hearing about how our hearts are desperately sick and in need of a savior, my heart was slowly becoming more and more hardened. Entering college, I continued to have those same doubts and questions. I started checking out churches and on-campus fellowships, more so out of obligation because I knew that it was the right thing to do, but my heart wasn't really into it. Over time, I grew more and more apathetic to finding out about Christianity and whether I truly believed, and I eventually stopped going to churches and fellowships. I started living for myself and pursuing my own desires and saw college as a time to start fresh, as I had never felt like I quite fit in during high school. I looked to friendships and boys to satisfy this desire for affirmation and to feel loved. But I found that no matter how much I tried looking for joy in these things, I always ended up hurt or hurting others. My perception of my friendships was very selfish, and I ended up losing some longtime childhood friends during my second year of college. At the time, I felt so hurt and confused as to why it was happening, yet I continued to look to others to fill that void in my heart. The constant cycle of trying to find joy in friends and boys always left me feeling frustrated and disappointed. God put some really awesome people in my life at that time, including a college friend who had met my freshman year at a Christian fellowship called AACF, or Asian American Christian Fellowship. She ministered and reached out to me in a lot of ways, investing so much time to going over Christian books with me, encouraging me, and praying for me. My older sister was also really encouraging and answered lots of questions I had about God and Christianity in general. Starting my junior year, I decided to start going to church again more regularly, and slowly over time, God softened my heart to see how wretched and ugly my heart really was. I'm not exactly sure when I became a Christian, but over a period of time, God changed my heart attitude of how I perceive sin in light of a holy and just God. It was the first time I'd ever really been convicted of my sins and of the fact that no matter how hard I tried, I would never meet God's standard of holiness. He showed me that I needed a savior in order to be made right with him, and that because Christ died the death that I deserved on the cross, I am redeemed and can have a relationship with God. Over the past few years, God has changed my heart affections to desire him and his kingdom above my own. He has also given me clarity as to why different trials happened during my first 2 years of college and showed me that pursuing my own kingdom and worldly desires would never bring satisfaction and that only through Christ can I experience true joy. I am constantly amazed and humbled by how God can love someone like me. And it's not to say that when God saved me, life magically became easier. I will continue to struggle and fail to love him, but I'm comforted by Philippians 1:6, where it says, "And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." I continue to be a work in progress, and God graciously grows and sanctifies me more to become more and more like Christ every day.